This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica receives $13 million to address squatting, government acquiring lands to regularize land tenure, and Health Ministry moving to implement key strategies to reduce non-communicable diseases. The details after the break.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. Jamaica has received over $13 million through the United Nations Human Settlements Program, UN Habitat, to address informal settlements. This will be done through the implementation of the second phase of the Participatory Slum Upgrading Program, PSUP.
The PSUP aims to advance the living condition in urban areas, thus contributing to Millennium Development Goal 7, Target 11. Which speaks to significantly improving the lives of millions of informal settlers across the globe by 2020.
Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. He says the latest phase of the PSUP will be implemented in the urban centers of Montego Bay, St. James, Old Harbor and Old Harbor Bay, St. Catherine, and Maypen, Clarendon. And the government is to acquire several properties across the island as it seeks to regularize the land occupation of over 330 residents occupying informal settlements. The properties are to be acquired under the Local Improvement Community Amenities Act, LICA. Speaking in Parliament recently, Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, cited recent approvals by Cabinet for the government to acquire lands in St. Thomas and Kingston under LICA.
Cabinet has recently given approval for the compulsory acquisition of land in Lethal in St. Thomas for the regularization of over 2,000 households, as well as the approval to acquire lots in Hannatown in an effort to provide titles in subdivision for long-standing residents.
The Local Improvement Community Amenities Act allows for the compulsory acquisition of lands by the government and the carrying out of improvements in accordance with special infrastructure schemes. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the government continues to implement key strategies aimed at achieving a 25% reduction in non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 2025. Minister Ferguson says projects are being undertaken at the local level to improve services, while the government is engaging partners at the multilateral and bilateral levels.
That will call for cooperation at all levels. Therefore, we cannot lose sight of the value of local partnerships that are allowed to flourish in an atmosphere such as this.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at the reopening of the Medical Association of Jamaica House and the launch of the Healthy Population Campaign and Symposium in Kingston recently. He says the National Strategic Plan for NCDs will guide efforts to achieve a 25% reduction in the next 11 years. NCDs targeted include but are not limited to diabetes, cancer, and kidney failure. And stakeholders in the banana industry are being urged to pursue initiatives that will result in value-added goods and provide more significant returns on investment. General Manager of the Banana Board Limited, Janet Coney, says the company is actively pursuing avenues to provide technical assistance to farmers. This in an effort to see farmers use more modern agricultural techniques, increase yield, and create new products. Mrs. Coney reminded that Jamaican bananas no longer enjoy preferential treatment on the international market. Therefore, farmers are being encouraged to be innovative in marketing the fruit locally. She says officers at the Banana Board stand ready to guide farmers towards achieving 20 to 40% sustainable return on their investment. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.